Straight from the jungle to your speakers, this is Dangerous Jag.
Jaguar show, yeah. The kid is a beast, spit Jaguar flow. Why you think they call a man Jaguar foe? Car keys, open up Jaguar doors. Chicks on tours, like them on all fours. J-Cass, A-Clay, we major, baby. You dealing with an 80s baby. You hating lately? Face me, you be cakey, you shaky.
Yeah, we can mash y'all up on the wax. The skill of a Jaguar cuts and attacks. Yeah, young star step to the max. Let the Jaguar out of the cage, the lunch on you cats. To me, DJ means danger. DJ means Dangerous Jag. To me, DJ means Dangerous Jag. DJ means Dangerous Jag. To me, DJ means Dangerous Jag. DJ means Dangerous Jag.
Hello, you are listening to Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Twitterhead.
It is a Wednesday evening, and it is currently 4 past 7. Just so you know. And I am here for 2 hours, not one, but two. This is indeed Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio, and this is a very special occasion because I am here for 2 hours, which is very exciting. And hello, if you've just tuned in to the show, thank you to Izzy for the RPM album review show before. That was wonderful. I guess I'll be doing a little bit of reviewing on this show. Mainly, this show is going to be banging tunes, fresh new tunes, some old school tunes, bit of R&B, bit of house, bit of drum and bass, whatever you want, really. Just kind of putting it all out there, and we can play around with it, we can have fun. And so for the next 2 hours, that is exactly what we are going to do. We are going to get dangerous, we are going to get, you know, we're just going to get very, very excited. I don't know if anyone's going out this evening, or if you are having, I don't know, you just need to pick me up during the week. It is Wednesday, it is hump day, so never fear, I am here to help you get through. And tomorrow's Thursday, which means the day after is Friday, which means it's kind of the weekend, so let's celebrate. And in order to do that, I am definitely going to play you a wonderful song by Basement Jax. Here we go. Where's your
we'll be right back.
Jax there with Where's Your Head At? What a lovely song. There's something going wrong here. Anyway, that song, I just want to play it because I was having a really nostalgic moment earlier, and it was this. That song was released in 2001, and it is in the Tomb Raider soundtrack from the film. I just want to say, everyone, I'm a big Tomb Raider fan. It was probably my favourite PlayStation 1 game ever. I think that's you know, I think there's a lot of people like that game. But also, not only that, but this relates to my life now, because in our house, we have a PlayStation 1. And I kid you not, like, the theme tune to Crash Bandicoot has just taken over my life. Like, Crash Bandicoot 1, right? So it's literally, like, weird, like, tiki island music, and it's haunting me. But I just thought that would relate to Basement Jacks somehow, slash I really like the song. But anyone who's listening, I would love if you would say hello to me in the chat box on the website that you are listening to, that is lsrfm.com/listen, or you can tweet at ThisIsLSR on the old Twitter, or you can tweet me at JagRose1. Really, the choice is yours, but I would love to see if you're there, see how you are, and, you know, we'll just have a good time, really. In terms of what's coming next, my friends, is that I'm playing a lot of good songs this evening, including some stuff from Shifkey, which will be next, bit of Differentology, bit of Ella Air, bit of MK, bit of George the Poet, bit of Grimes, the list goes on. As I say, we have 2 hours here, so who knows what will happen, who knows. And if this is the first time you're hearing my voice on Leeds Student Radio, hello. I did a show last year, and this is it now, Dangerous Jag, but not for long. I've got this show for a few weeks, then I'm doing another show called The Selector, but until then, it's Dangerous Jag, and we will get dangerous, and we will have a wonderful, wonderful time. Now I'm going to play some Shifkey. Here is Touch.
Give it up, you can never give me way too much.
Shucky there. Lewis Shay Jankel is his real name, but we can call him Shucky. Wonderful London-based singer, songwriter and producer. Stay tuned for more. It's getting good.
Major Lazer is ready.
Look how the sun now raising up, and the cloud now waking up. The atmosphere have vibes, and nothing can break it up. The girl never wind non-stop, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night, hey. 24 parties we hit in a row, tonight at the very last show. Before we are not on the road, the girl them a release the road. So let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know.
Music and blast.
Had a bit of a rave in the studio just then, on my own, but, you know, worse things have happened. I love Major Lazer. I think a lot of people know this by now. But this is the Major Lazer remix of a song called Differentology by Bunchy Garland, a wonderful, wonderful man. And so, moving on from Major Lazer, I thought I might as well. That's quite an upbeat song, and it's a horrible, horrible day. Like, it's October, but is it really October? Because it feels like I'm in the middle of a hurricane whenever I go outside. Not even in the wind, just like the general like misery and rain, and just, it just makes me sad. It's how it's just grey outside, and that's not cool. That is not okay. But it's okay, because now I'm gonna do a few summer highlights, because I think it was a pretty good summer. I mean, I know it was a few months ago now, but it's October, and it's a day, that's a month of reminiscence. I made that up, but maybe it is. You know, I just want to spread some joy into the world and take you back to that time when you were either out on the beach in the sun, traveling, you know, doing whatever, back when it was bright and it didn't get dark at like 5 p.m. which is kind of weird, isn't it? But so yeah, I'm gonna do my summer highlights, and I personally think the summer was great. I managed to meet a lot of my favorite people, including Ella Eyre, which was great. And my favorite, I'd say my personal favorite moment of the summer was getting her to put a swimming hat on her massive mane. And I did actually interview her a few weeks ago, so I will share that later on, but we do allude to that. It was a very exciting time. But yeah, anyone listening, let me know what your summer highlight was, because I'd love to know, love to be able to share that moment, and we can have a little talk about it. Again, you can talk on the chat box on the LSR website, or you can tweet at ThisIsLSR. And now I want to play my favourite summer song. I mean, it's everywhere. It's unsurprising, really. But I might as well. This is MK, My Head is a Jungle. The sensational MK there, well, remix of My Head is Jungle. I just remember the first time I heard it, it just drove me like in a weird frenzy of joy because I loved it that much. That's how great that song is. And hello to Sammy on Twitter, who says, loving the show. Summer highlight was Annie Mac at Glasgow. Hashtag went off. I can imagine it did. That sounds wonderful. I did not go to Glastonbury, but Sammy, next year I will be there with you and Annie Mac, and we'll dance the night away. But it was just such a great summer of all these festivals, and just a lot of great music came out this summer, which a lot of it I have to play for you tonight. I know, calm down. But yeah, that was just MK, and I heard a really exciting thing about him, actually. So he's a US house producer, in case you didn't know, and obviously pretty much anything he remixes slash creates is like gold dust at the moment. He's had so many hits. And apparently he played Leeds the other week and then ended up playing at Space Nightclub. That's just randomly, just as you do. And then at this random house party in the same night. Like, who? Who can do that? Who can do that? MK can do that, I can tell you. And but why does no one invite me to these things? I also heard my housemates went to this party and Applebottom was just there DJing and a few people from Eat and Messy. As you do, like that's not okay if I'm not there. I've kind of got a bit of FOMO right now. But next song I'm gonna play you is a song I think is perfect for every single party playlist. A bit of Outkast.
I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass? Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, everyone pass him. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, you tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So quick at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like the midgets in the backseat resting. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in the bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS bass? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS bass? Turning left, turning right, are they looking at me? Well, I was looking at them, they're on the dance floor. Now they got me at the middle, feeling like a man whore. Especially the big girls, need love too, no discrimination in this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you got the beat, you big freak. Skinny slim women got the camel toe within them. You can hump them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop chop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Girlfriend, boyfriend was boring as hell. Well, let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a personal jail. On the low hope.
Sarah Jane Crawford, and you're listening to my girl, Dangerous Jag, at Leeds Student Radio.
My city has a lot of faces. Some can be found in forgotten places. Comfortably sound with a lot of graces. The sun could be down on his hungry town, but in London he found him a shot of greatness. My city has a lot of faces. Some can tell you what a loss of faith is. Before we hated people, we were all created equal. Then we learned to despise the strife and forgot that variety is the spice of life. Look around you. Constantly standing on the brink of history, watching newsreaders linking mystery. Even though a few reporters taught us to be cautious because they stink of this disease called inconsistency. See, my city has a lot of faces. Four of them belonging to Big Ben, the rest of them hidden behind big business and big brother insurers, all of them are monitored with them. Under social tensions, you can see London languishes. 30% minorities, 300 languages, differences, race and class, it's all enormous, but the common ground we found surpasses all the borders. If you meet a rich man, ask his all his daughters, all his sons, we all live once. And who among us wouldn't want all of his funds? That's rhetorical, but I don't need call and response to know. That's how Londoners are from time to time, only got the time to grind and whine. Technically, I'm from an elegant city, but I'm not the kind to wine and dine. I grew up around lots of crime, the violent kind. You might have heard about the rocks, the grime, the hype and shine. It's not just Cockney rhyming slang, we got flop, 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 flop. Navigating through postcode boards in estates for the least funding. Look at the state of East London. It's a paradox. Witness economy blooming for the have-a-lots. What a sight to see. We could swap a nicety. Join us in moving along to the groove of the sun. On the bright side, but we're vexed for sure, like all we have to ourselves is sex and more, and a lot of diversity. So what could I personally hate a complexion for? I see different coloured hands outstretched for more, for more, for more. Massive. 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 Massive.
George the poet and Body, or Bodhi, depending on your accent. I'm going to say Body because I like that. This guy, George the poet, don't know how much you know about him, but I'm just going to tell you that I'm like bouncing up and down as I say this. I'm really feeling this music. He's a spoken word artist, and these producers, Bodhi, were just like, yeah, we like this song. I think they literally ripped his like YouTube recording of this song off YouTube and just put their like really cool production sound underneath it, I guess. And it really, really works. I like it. But this guy, George the Poet, I learnt he went to Cambridge, and he has a lot of his poems on YouTube with about 35,000 views. And I would love to see him as the next poet laureate. What do you think? Maybe it could happen. Let's see, shall we?
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello to Moses in the chat box. Earlier I was talking about PlayStation 1 games, Tomb Raider and Crash Bandicoot in particular. And he said that he used to be on the Tiger Woods game in the old days. Bit of Tiger Woods, bit of golf. Like a bit of golf, Mo. Love that. Keep going. You can make it as a professional golfer through PlayStation 1 games. Stranger things have happened. Now you're listening to Dangerous Jag. If you've just tuned in, hello. We've got a lot going on. We've got next up will be Life as a Second Year, a parody. I'll leave that to you to decide what that is.
Listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Tweet us on @thisisLSR.
Indeed, you can tweet me if you are around and if you're on Twitter @thisisLSR, or you can type in the chat box as Mo Zeph, who plays Tiger Woods, kindly did. But now, my friends, it is time for Life as a Second Year. Cue emotive music, please. I have no idea what this is. Doesn't it make you want to cry already? So, I'm a second year at Leeds University, if you weren't aware. And I found that it's kind of hard being a second year, you know? Like, it's hard to do your work, it's hard to go out, it's hard to see your friends, and do radio, and balance life, you know? I'm sorry, I'm acting, I'm laughing, I meant to be really sad. It's a hard thing to do. And nothing can prepare you for the perils of second year. You know, this is me having a breakdown on air right now. Hence the music. And I repeatedly ask myself, what happened to that fresher from last year who always was going out, never going to uni, just having fun? Now it's all eating digestive biscuits and drinking tea instead of tequila and bread at pre-drinks. I don't know if anyone drinks eats bread at pre-drinks. Or, you know, getting late, getting dark outside and you're being, oh, it's 8:30 p.m. and I don't think it's quite socially acceptable to go to bed yet. I'll wait till 9 p.m. These things happen second year. Multiple times I have found myself in a heated discussion about pastry, of all things. Multiple times I've said, well, better get back to the library, you know, which is like a second home. Does anyone else have these problems? Does anyone else have these dilemmas? If you do, let me know, because I'd love to share them. Second year, third year, first year, having a bad time. Let me know. Maybe, you know, we can get through this. But if you do have any dilemmas, I'm here for you. Leeds Student Radio.
She just moved right up the block for me. And she got the hots for me, the finest thing my hood has seen. But oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh, when that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just listen. Play my position like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy, hitting it in no time. I better make this with him mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On.
Start acting trippin', I heard about the girls.
No way, hey,
now they gon' fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your stage, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two seats.
I got gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that, and right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you.
And I need you. down south, I know you're bouncing right. West coast, I know you're walking right.
You don't know Midwest, what you mean to me.
Right. East coast, you're still shaking right. Down south, I see you bouncing right. West coast, I know you're walking right.
You don't know Midwest, what you mean to me.
Dilemma there, Kelly Rowland and Nelly. Did you see what I did there with the old, you know, dilemmas of being in second year playing the song? You know, I know. But anyone who's having a hard day or just feel the world is on their shoulders, you know, sometimes we all get those days. That was for you. Coming up, we have a lot more. We have a special feature called Stranger Danger, which I will talk about very, very soon. Interview of Ella Eyre, which I'll be playing soon, and much, much more. A lot of tunes, you know, the usual. The time is currently 49 minutes past 7, or 10 to 8, as most people would say, but I don't like to be most people. Anyway, I'll play you another song very, very soon.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
From Chase and Status featuring Moco. I absolutely love this girl. Incredible, incredible, incredible.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
You are indeed listening to Leeds Student Radio, and I am Dangerous Jag. If you just tuned in, hello. If you're still here, hello again. I want to say hello to Elvi on Twitter. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. I certainly am. I'm having the best time, everyone. I hope you are too. But yeah, a quick bit of information on Moco, I guess I should say. She's the vocalist in that Chasing Status song, Counter Me, that I just played. And she's pretty cool. Like, she's starting to do her own solo stuff now. She's got a song called Your Love, which I will be playing at some point. Very, very great song. And just working with Chasing Status a lot. They've been producing a lot of her own songs. And what I find really great is that she has the coolest hair. Like, it's like, it's kind of like, reminds me of Sailor Moon. She's got like two bunches, and then they're like, again, bunched together in like this weird like superhero thing. Like, you need to Google Moco. Google Moco hair. I can wait. And she wears like really cool, like weird superhero metallic costume stuff. I'm not explaining this very, very well. I'm sorry. But she is pretty cool. Definitely give her a Google. And she's got, what a voice. What a voice does that woman have? Wonderful. And I've just seen here that she is of Ghanaian descent. And I am half Ghanaian, which makes me very happy. Like, well done, Moco. Great. I love that. I love that. And that actually, I'm really happy because I can tell my Ghanaian wedding story. Whoa, calm down. It's just this funny thing. Like, I mean, I'm half Ghanaian, and I stayed with my grandma in the summer for a bit. And Ghanaians have big, big families. I guess I was aware, but I don't really know my Ghanaian family that well, so, you know. But literally, she showed me this video of my great auntie getting married, and it's just so funny. Like, it's like a Ghanaian wedding's really cool. Everyone's like wearing these amazing like robes and their best, like their coolest like kente cloth or like really nice material, and nice, they look pretty sharp. And then my grandma's there. This video is from like 30 years old. She's just there like shuffling, like dancing, like she's got all the moves, and it was amazing to see her so like into the music. It was wonderful. But what I do like especially about Ghana is jollof rice. I've discovered that I am a big, big fan. Any jollof rice fans out there, please let me know. I'll be here.
Something changing over my heart. The night is coming out of the dark. It's like there's no
This is Leeds Student Radio.